Here's an example again from Leishmania, where the group of Michael Maltz showed that potentially if you use IgG1 instead of whole IgG, you can actually follow up the treatment effect. So you see that the IgG1 level was much lower in cured patients than in active patients, and you could even detect a relapse of VL with this, while the negative patients were negative in this test. This is the beginning of probably a long story, and we don't really know yet what immunologically this is based on, but it seems to be promising first results. So that might be one option, that you could use IgG as a way to monitor treatment.